17th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the hot, sultry suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. I no longer use the Yahoo address, so I don't even go there. So comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. My guest today is Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.wordpress.com. Again, that website is justiceforgermans, and the four is just the numeral four, justiceforgermans.wordpress.com. Wayne, welcome to the program.
Well, good morning, Deanna. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, great. Okay. I was just having a couple of technical issues here in the last minute, and I wasn't quite sure if I was ready to go here or not, but Nice to be with you again today. Yeah.
Well, it's wonderful to have you on the program, as always. We always enjoy having you on. You always bring a lot to the table for us to learn. And a listener last week, or maybe on Saturday, mentioned to me that there were just so many people, even in the, well, particularly in the alternative media, that keep bringing up this notion, this piece of misinformation, disinformation, that the evil, evil Nazis are the ones that introduced fluoridation and that they used it in the camps. And this is such a ridiculous idea, but we have people continue to push it. And so you did do an article on it about a week ago, but I thought if you could talk to us about that, that would be wonderful. I think that we do need to reiterate again and again, repeat again and again, some of these old myths in order for people to get it, because sometimes it takes more than one time to unlearn something that we've all been taught.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of times, actually, it's really not hard to get to the truth of some of these things.
No. But you have to actually be looking for it.
You have to want to look for it. And that seems to be the problem, is that a lot of people would rather cling on to a lot of these false beliefs and these myths that they've been taught and grown up with, or have heard about from their favorite, gurus out there. And the other thing is that, you know, there's an agenda behind a lot of these things as well. And so people want to hang on to those myths to push a certain agenda. And when that's going on, then, you know, people don't have the desire to want the truth. You know,
sure.
They're not going to go looking for it. And some of them get pretty angry when, when you try to correct them on some of these things too. And the first thing that happens is, you're a Nazi. You're an evil Hitler supporter, blah, 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 you know. So, but it's just a matter of trying to straighten out the historical record.
Right. And I think projection also comes in on into this issue. We'll pick this up on the other side of the break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Welcome back. This is Anna, and our guest today is Wayne in Canada. We're from Canada. He's in Canada. He's from Germany.
Yeah.
From Germany.
Wayne from Canada, the Minister of Counter-Propaganda.
Okay, we were going to... I mentioned projection, and how that works is that they... People who project their guilt onto another group of people for the things that they are in fact doing. And when you think about every city and county in the whole entire country puts fluoride in the drinking water, then you say, and what did the Germans do? So yeah. It's a projection. You do something really evil, and then you blame somebody else for what you're doing.
Well, sure, and you go to the most convenient person, you know, or group of people that, you know, nobody in the world would ever defend, because everybody knows that they're pure evil and there's nothing good to say about them, and nobody would come to their defense, so, hey, we can go ahead and say this, right?
Yes.
Well, I'm here to say that's not the case. I'm here to defend those people.
Oh, bless your heart. All right, so tell us a little bit about fluoride and why this myth is perpetuated and the fact that it is just a myth that is not true.
Okay, well, I don't even think this is going to take that much time.
Okay.
You know, there's a number of other things that we can probably cover.
Absolutely.
During the show as well. There have been a number of different things I've been debunking lately, and... I just finished another one. I haven't published it. I could do that any time now regarding the so-called Hitler escaping to to Argentina or the North or the South Pole myth. I mean, it's
are the underground bunker or something.
Yeah,
or he's in the center of the world or something, or Antarctica. And of course, then there's that AP report that another Nazi has been found, a Nazi SS commander.
Exactly. You know, and I just finished doing a big write-up on that on the weekend as well. I hadn't even heard about that, but a few people on Facebook brought that to my attention, and I got a few emails about it as well. What do you think of this? What do you think of this? And it's like, I mean, I just read the headline, and I went, you've got to be kidding me. You know, it's like they do the headline, and it's like people go, oh, okay. They don't even read any further. It's
sure.
like, okay, there's a Nazi commander in the USA. It must be true.
Sure.
Right? And
pretty soon they're going to have to say, top Nazi SS commander's son found living in Minnesota or whatever. I mean, these people have to be 100 years old or something. You know?
Yeah, the guy is like 94 or 96 years old, you know. And, you know, the first thing that came to my mind is, here we go. This is another case of, what's his name? Demjanjuk.
Right.
Who was, hounded for 20 years, you know, and he was in his late 80s already or something like that when they arrested him. It was horrible. So, yeah, so that's the article. That was the latest one that I published. And so I did a large, debunking about that. And that was on Saturday. And I have to tell you, for those who haven't read that article, or even if you have, go back to it and read some of the comments that I've received, because this one has probably gotten more comments than anything else I've written so far.
Really?
And a really very astute comments as well. Really good stuff there.
Well, I think that people like you and others have been educating the public for a sufficient time that they are really going to be more critical when they read, and they will be more apt to accept some of the things that the revisionists are saying.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, you know, when you really understand how the mainstream media works, and how they've done this over and over and over again, you just start seeing the titles of some of these articles, and you go almost, you know, from the get-go, you can say, okay, this is BS, and you just start digging into it, and you find out it's a non-story.
Right.
You know?
Right.
That's passed off as fact, you know, but it's immediately because of such a, you know, because of the headline being so inflammatory and provocative.
Yeah, it's a bullet point for people who just accept those kinds of things as their educational process, and they never look any further, and unbelievable.
Sure, and it also feeds into probably, you know, the notion for, you know, some of those people out there that claim that the United States is the Fourth Reich.
<You know? laughs> Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay, so talk to us about fluoride and.
Sure. Well, the whole thing seems to come from a book that was written by a guy by the name of Charles E. Perkins. He was a chemist and researcher. He wrote a book called The Truth About Water Fluoridation. And people like to quote that book as the primary source for this, and it's claimed that it's also claimed that, you know, Perkins was in contact with the German chemists of IG Farben, and that they admitted that there was a Nazi plot to use fluoride in the drinking water. Okay, well, you can actually just go online and find that book. It's available on ScribD in digitalized form. And you can just use your search function on that PDF document, Control and F, and you'll find that there's no mention whatsoever of fluoride and what he's talking about there. The only thing he said was, he stated that mass medication involving fluoridation of public water systems has long been shown as an important technique of the communist philosophy of mass.
So he's a communist ecologizer.
Well, no, I don't know if he's, he was just kind of throwing that out there. I think he was actually kind of blaming the communists too, but he didn't provide any proof for that. It was just a throwaway kind of statement.
Sure.
Where he made, showed no proof for it whatsoever. Like I say, you can go through this document and, you know, do a keyword search within this document. And you'll find that there's just nothing in there to back up this claim whatsoever. Let's see. I'm just going to skip ahead here. Yeah. And there was that, this other book, as well called, The Crimes and Punishment of I.G. Farben by Joseph Borkin. And again, this book is also available on Scribd and probably a few other locations on the internet. And you can type in, again, for both of those books, you can type in fluoridation or fluoride, and you will not get a single hit, okay? But the truthers are quoting from this all the time, and it has a very deceptive cover to it. The cover says Nazi Germany used water fluoridation in concentration camps to sterilize the humans and force them into calm submission. And yet there's not a word of that in the book.
Okay, so it's just like the headlines. You just make a subtitle or you make a statement, and people don't go they don't go to the source. I mean,
right.
I was talking to a friend over the weekend. Yes, trust, but verify. Okay? Verify what you think that somebody is saying before you trust what they are telling you. Look it up. Find out. Look at the source.
And tell me, you know, what does the mainstream have to say about this? Guess what? The mainstream historians also don't support this theory. Even they don't use it. They've never used it. They totally have demolished it. I found an article here. It was from the Tampa Bay Times or Miami Herald. They put out an article. It was in 2011 called "Truth About Fluoride Doesn't Include the Nazi Myth." So this is mainstream media, and it was because I guess they had been planning, or there was some discussion that they might be putting fluoride in the water down there, and of course it always provokes a negative response from people in the community that they don't want that. But you know, even some of those who are anti-fluoridation. You know, they said, look, people, stop using this Nazi thing.
Whoa, what's happening here?
I'm not sure. I'm here.
Okay, we had some music going on there.
Oh,
okay.
I didn't hear anything. No.
Okay.
All right, so yeah, some of the people who are well organized and informed in preventing fluoridation of water. I mean, it is a bad idea. I'm not, don't get me wrong. I'm not promoting fluoridation or anything like that. But even a lot of the expert people say, look, people, stop using this Nazi myth because it didn't, they didn't do it. You know, it's a bogus argument.
Well, right? I've had legitimate doctors on the program saying, well, we know that the Nazis, if the Germans did this, that they used fluoride. And I'm like, hey, wait, we don't know that at all because it's not true. All right, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution. Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Guest today is Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.wordpress.com. And so I guess we can conclude that most of the myths about fluoride are coming from the alternative media, which would imply that there are people who have infiltrated the alternative media in order to sabotage it. Wayne, are you there? What happened to Wayne?
Sorry, I hit my mute button there during the pause.
I do that on a frequent basis.
Yeah, I had to step away for a minute. I took the headset off, and I just wanted to make sure it was off before I did that. So, but yes, it does. A lot of the stuff comes primarily from the alternative media, and the same can be said of the whole Reichstag fire myth, the Gleiwitz incident, and on and on and on. It's people in the alternative media that are pushing these things and sensationalizing them, more so than the mainstream media in many cases. Anyways, not every time, but in many cases. But here's in this article from the newspaper in Pinellas County, Florida, they were getting all these letters from people, and they listed some of the examples here, and I'll just read a few of them because this is really typical of what I encounter as well on Facebook. Oh, and that's another thing we should talk about today too.
Okay.
but it says here. Do you guys know where water fluoridation started? In the death camps in World War II, there have been many links to cancer going back to the original tests on fluoride done by the Nazis on the Jews. it is what they used to call what they used to dull their brains. They used it in the concentration camps. It was in the concentration camps that they also developed many antipsychotics. One reader declared the Nazi fluoride connection an absolute historical fact. Several readers linked to various sources from the internet to back that up. And then, of course, they go into the Holocaust and all this sort of stuff here. But it goes on here. We tracked down the roots of these claims on the web, reached out to Holocaust historians, contacted well-known critics of water fluoridation, and read the book excerpts and magazine articles and so on. And there is absolutely no truth to this claim. Even the Holocaust people deny it categorically. they said we've done our level best. The people who focus on the anti-fluoridation people, who are reputable doctors and so on, they say we've done our level best to discourage opponents of fluoridation from using this emotive argument. Says Paul Connett, a chemist who directs the anti-fluoridation group, a Fluoride Action Network.
Right. I've had him on my program before.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Good person.
Yeah. And he says, the historical evidence for this assertion is extremely weak. It is said that the U.S. media has done such a bad job of educating people on this issue that it is so easy for crazy ideas to fill the vacuum. And then there was, another guy, Andy Hollinger, who handles media relations at the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum, tried not to laugh as we explained our fact check to him. And he said, I can almost guarantee you that it is indeed an urban myth, he said. That sounds like conspiracy theory 101. So here you have the Holocaust people now laughing at you, conspiracy theorists. And it goes on to say most Nazi, here we go, this word Nazi. I've totally debunked that word too. Most Nazi medical experience, she said, had two themes, new drugs and treatments for common battlefield ailments, from war wounds to typhus. None of the experimentation, that she knows of involved fluoride. For mind control or for healthy teeth, blah blah blah. And there's another thing: the so-called Nazi medical experiments is another one I've been planning on dealing with and have not gotten around to yet. But there's just so much of this stuff out there, and it's you get confronted with it all the time. And like I say, particularly on Facebook, because there's a lot of the so-called truthers are on there, and they promote this stuff constantly to suit their agenda. And I see this being posted a lot of times by the Alex Jones fans, by the Ron Paulers, by various anti-New World Order people that are out there, and anti-New World Order activists and so on, and almost daily, so it's a tough job to
police all these people and to look and see what they're talking about, or what, and they never give any proof, of course, never any sources, as you mentioned before.
Right.
And people aren't going to look for themselves. So it's an unfortunate situation. Alrighty, we are going to take a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.wordpress.com. And I would like today to have you tell us what the response has been to your films, because I think that you've done an excellent job in producing these films, and I'm curious as to know how they are being received, like Hitler's Victory and the War Against the Germans and that kind of thing. Are you there? Wayne, did you mute yourself again? What happened to Wayne? Okay, is he... Okay. Anyway, over the weekend, in addition to working on my book, I was kind of rereading a book that I read when I was 14. And the name of the book was called Auschwitz, A Doctor's Eyewitness Account. And the name of the guy that allegedly wrote it was Dr. Miklos Nisley. And it is just very interesting. He talks about how he arrived at the camp and that he saw these horrific flames, these terrible evil flames going up from the chimney, and that he smelled singeing hair and cooking bodies, burning bodies. And on the next page, he's talking about how they shaved everybody, their head hair, all the hair on the body. And I'm thinking, let's see, you can't have it both ways. You can't have people with hair being burned when you've already, when the next page you say that that everybody was shaved. So, okay. But I was just rereading it to just kind of get a different view as a critical reader versus when I read it when I was quite a bit younger. All right, you're back, Wayne.
I'm back, yeah.
Did you hear what I said about wanting to just have you briefly tell us about the reception you've received from the films that you have made?
Oh, no, I didn't catch that part. Sorry.
Okay.
From the films that I've made, yeah. Well, the first one, it's going back a couple of years now, Hitler's War, What the Historians Neglect to Mention. It's been copied and spread around quite a bit. So, I mean, I've really lost track of you know, how many views that has gotten. But it really did go viral. There's a lot of... A lot of other YouTube users have copied and uploaded, and that's fine by me. I just want it to be out there. And it's probably a good thing because on my original YouTube account, actually, they blocked it not that long ago. I got a notice from them. And so, yeah, that's one of the reasons why it's good to be on, you know, some of the social networking sites. I was able to get a few other people to re-upload it to their accounts and so on as well, so that it stays out there. And it's not so easy to suppress these things, right?
Certainly.
And, yeah. But response to that is overwhelmingly positive. But, you know, I had... in the course of doing what I'm doing, I mean, I get overwhelmed with emails, practically every day, from people, who are mostly supportive, some, you know, quite negative, but mostly supportive, and that's a good thing. But there are people who, you know, have certain agendas, and the minute you don't agree with their agenda, they're all over you and they're against you. And that happened not too long ago, too, with somebody who, you know, seemed to be on side and was supportive, sending me all kinds of stuff and seemed to be, you know, trying to help. And then sent me a link to my video and said, "This movie is full of crap." I'm like, excuse me? I said, do you realize you're talking about my film there? I had assumed that this person had already seen it. Uh-huh. Like, no, this movie supports the whole World War II, you know, propaganda version. I'm like, no, you haven't watched it, have you?
Right.
you know, watch the first two minutes of the video and walked away from it screaming mad. Because in the opening segment, it features Angela Merkel speaking at a podium in...
and, of course, you're just pointing out what they believe now in Germany and what they're promoting now in Germany. And then you go on to tell how it really was. My goodness.
Right. It goes on from there to where I'm quoting Hitler verbatim as he's talking. I'm narrating
right.
it. And where he's telling his version of the story.
That's like reading the foreword of a book or listening to the introductory remarks on a radio program,
right.
and then go forward to make comments about it in some forum.
Right. Yeah. And the whole point of putting that speech at the beginning of that movie was because it's supposed to make your blood boil. If you're a German person, it makes
sure.
your blood boil to hear this again being shoved down our throats as it has been now for, you know, about 70 years.
Sure.
And to have the present chancellor of the Federal Republic of Germany telling us again, you know, there is going to be no rewriting of this history ever, you know, and then you hear Adolf Hitler giving his version of the events and then going through the whole, you know, goes on from there to tell basically the whole history in 90 minutes from the German side, you know, which people have never heard before.
Sure.
Right. So, and of course, it doesn't cover everything. You can't do that. You know, I get people asking me, well, what book can you recommend that will tell me, you know, the whole thing? And it's like,
couple of pages.
Yeah. It's
See,
like,
these are the people that want to read the headlines and get it all.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, you'd have to have a book that's like 6 pages thick.
Right.
You know, if it was to be one book, it's not going to happen. You know, and all I can do is, you know, kind of point people to different ones that are out there and to different articles and a lot of stuff. But a lot of times you don't even have to read books necessarily. I mean, I got so much information from the IHRO when I first started doing these things, and I still refer to them a lot because there's so much free material on that website. It goes going back, you know, 20 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing. And so you really don't have to spend a lot of money to do this kind of research. There is information out there. The Barnes Review is another one. You know, various sources. Rodney's a good source. There's many that are out there if you know where to look. And with the IHR the sites, and I know a lot of them, the minute you say them, say that name, people go, oh, they're dated, blah 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 blah, Mark Weber, blah 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 blah. But there's just so much good information on there, and it's free. And if you just go on their site at the very top, they have a search box. Mm-hmm. And you can type in keywords and look things up, and you'll usually find lots of stuff that you can use with very well documented information. So, and it's the same thing with my site too. I should actually say that a lot of the stuff that I'm posting, it's hard to do just a simple response a lot of times to these things, and so my blog posts tend to be pretty long, longer than you would find on many other blogs, because I try to give you the bigger picture every time I do one of these things, and try to include many, you know, as many sources as I can, and so they're quite lengthy reads a lot of times. And in order to navigate my site, there is actually also a search box at the top where you can enter keyword searches. There's a list on the right-hand side of the page where it gives you my recent posts. You can go through it by month. There's many different ways to navigate the site.
It shows you have a very well, it just looks very good. It's very, you can navigate it very well.
A couple times I've been wanting to get a different template for the blog, because I don't like the fact that when you first open it up that it has this, you know, starts off with this one huge long article and you kind of don't see the rest that's below it. And I would like to kind of change that, and I've looked through various different templates. But I would have to change too many things that it just wouldn't even look the same anymore in order to do that. So I've just kind of left it as it is. And, but as I say, yeah, there's not too many things left that I haven't covered, but there's always something else that comes up.
Oh, absolutely.
And I do get this a lot of times on Facebook, practically every day. And people, and I know a lot of people are really down on Facebook, and I've had my share of problems with it too. The reason why I'm on there is because, I mean, I don't have my own, radio show. This is all I have is my blog, and I have to try and use whatever means I can to get my message out there and to try and find like-minded people who are, you know, looking for this information and who are also willing to share it, you know. So a lot of the hits that I get on my website do come from Facebook. And
I was just seeing if there was something in the chat room that was kind of funny. And Rick said, I just want to read the comics and get it all. And that's the way people, you know, sometimes feel. He's just joking around.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I, by the way, I started this blog back in middle of October, I believe it was, last year. And
it's amazing. All the things that you have there, all the articles you've written. I don't know how you do it.
Last week I published my 100th article. I'm now up to, I think, 105.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's been quite a lot. And like I say, most of these are pretty in-depth too. So anytime I do these things, you know, a lot of times it's taking me a day or sometimes several days to put a good article together. with as much background information as I can give you, as well as the various other links that you can look at.
So what you're telling us is that you don't actually have a life.
That's pretty much it. Yeah, this is my life.
This is your life.
Yeah, I'm here in my bunker, 7 days a week. I'm the flak artillery.
Yes.
trying to shoot the propaganda bombs out of the sky.
Yes.
So as I was saying there just after I started up the blog, I went on Facebook. I had my own personal account, but then I decided I better put one up here, an account that just dealing with the Justice for Germans stuff. And so I did that. And a few weeks later, I got booted off of Facebook. I got blocked several times and then actually was banned for 30 days. And in that time, I said, well, that's really not good. So I started up a backup profile on Facebook by the name of Martin Mueller. And that's how a lot of people know me on Facebook. Martin Mueller. And just so I could, keep my information out there and keep in contact with some of the people that I had on my friends list there keep putting stuff out there. So, and then eventually, they put me through the ringer trying to get my account back. Last year, that was in December, and eventually, I did finally get it back and carried on. I thought, well, okay, we're all good to go now. And I'm surprised actually nothing had happened since that time. But in the last, couple weeks ago, they started, deleting some of my stuff, and I was getting blocked for, 12 to 24 hours, things like this, and getting warnings about my content and things like this. And then finally they blocked me totally. And, I got a message from them accusing me of, I don't have it in front of me, but let me see if I can pull up that article.
Well, I have the question, if there's something you're not supposed to talk about, then it must be really important.
Well, the article I wrote here, it's, I call it In Your Facebook. Cyberspace thugs expelling thought criminals from social media. And, so I told the whole ordeal in that particular, blog post. And I made a screenshot of what it was that they were accusing me of having done. And what it says here is disabled, organizing or threatening violence. Your account has been disabled for violating Facebook's statement of rights and responsibilities, our policies. Okay, one of Facebook's main priorities is the comfort and safety of our members. The following things are not allowed on Facebook: support for violent and or criminal organizations or groups, credible threats to harm others, or the promotion of self-destructive behavior. Targeting individuals on the site is not allowed. Hate speech or singling people out based on race, ethnicity, national origin, religion, sex, gender, sexual orientation, disability.
Unless you're talking about the Muslims, then it's okay to do all that stuff.
Or if you're talking about Germans and evil Nazis. then it's okay.
Exactly.
Right? Anything goes, right?
Yes.
But, I can tell you, this is totally bogus. I did no such thing. I maintain a pretty tight ship. And I, a lot of the comments that I get from people on there, I've had to rein people in and even boot people off my list because, of some of the stuff that they were saying, which was going to put my account in jeopardy. And I'm pushing agendas that I don't agree with, and they're welcome to say whatever they want on their own stuff. But you know what? In my realm, don't put me and my work in jeopardy, and or try to associate me with your stuff when I don't want anything to do with it, type of thing. So so they booted me off there and sent me this thing, and I displayed this message to me, and I actually emailed them I followed the link and emailed them back and complained about it. And all they did was repeat back. You know, they eventually got back to me and they just repeated the same accusation verbatim with not one example, to say this is what I did wrong. You know, not one example of how I violate terms, you know, so it's totally BS. And then they started messing with my other account as well too. So I've been quite busy making up little graphic images and so on, making fun of Facebook and posting those and putting it back in their faces, it back in their faces.
There are numerous companies, Google and WordPress, Blogger, Blogspot, that are really coming under attack. Alrighty, we're going for a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to theravim.com. That's theravim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Excuse me. Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.wordpress.com. And a question from the chat room. Do you like Kevin MacDonald's books, or have you read them?
I'm vaguely familiar with him, but he's from one of the, you know, the big people in the white nationalist movement, and I'm not part of that.
Okay.
So I don't follow him.
Okay.
But let me just finish up here with the topic of Facebook and what I, in this article that I wrote about what my own experience of what happened recently, I included here an article here, a partial article from the Jerusalem Post. And it says, Facebook's refusal to recognize Holocaust denial as hate speech and ban it from the social media platform is today well known. I have monitored this and other manifestations of anti-Semitism on social media platforms since first exposing the problem of anti-Semitism 5 years ago. Last week, however, I realized a major new report revealing additional blind spots in Facebook's understanding of anti-Semitism. The nature of these blind spots is startling. From racist images directly based on Nazi propaganda to copies of the protocols of the Elders of Zion. So that was back in March. Now enter Abe Foxman. This was in the Huffington Post a couple weeks ago, where they're talking about his new book called Viral Hate.
Have you ordered that book?
No, I haven't. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's on my list, but I'll get there maybe in 100 years or so.
I had to order it. I just wanted to see what he was saying. You have to know what your enemies are doing. I hated to give them any money, but I just want to see what they're up to. It's just like I read a lot of their
Let me just quote from him here. This was enough for me. It says, today, while it is a marvelous medium for education, communication, entertainment, and commerce, the ways in which the internet is being used to disseminate and promote hateful and violent beliefs and attitudes are astounding, varied, and continually multiplying.
Isn't that what they do against Germans? Isn't all this nonsense?
Yes.
Against Germans every time they open their mouths?
Exactly. And, you know, this is what I've grown up with all my life. And you know, every other German out there has been putting up with their propaganda and their hatred, their anti-Germanism, you know, since the war ended. You know, and it started long even before the war, you know. So,
right.
You know, yeah. So, you know, they are very, very organized and, you know, very skilled. And they just keep, and of course they've, you know, they've got the media in their pockets and, you know, they've been putting this kind of thing out there and they've got a lot of political clout. So right away, you know, Mark Zuckerberg, well, of course he's one of the same tribe. So, you know, he's, going along with this right away.
And none of them have ever, ever heard of the USS Liberty, as Trevor points out.
Mm.
Right? All right, we're going to our 60-second top KR break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors and station ID.